Right now, Wisconsin's minimum wage is $6.50 an hour, which is slightly lower than the federal minimum of $6.55. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker says his members will vote immediately next year to raise Wisconsin's minimum wage to $7.60 an hour by next June and index it to keep up with inflation. Decker says he's not concerned going higher than the federal minimum could drive away employers.
Nah, you know, if anybody can make it at $6.55 an hour, I've yet to meet them.
The proposal is similar to one Decker introduced last session, and it's likely to draw some of the same critics. Bill Smith with the Wisconsin Federation of Independent Businesses is one of them. Smith says it's the wrong move when the economy is in trouble.
A few people will probably have their wages increased, but there will be others that are going to lose job opportunities. They're going to have their hours reduced if they're part-time employees. Some of those positions will be eliminated altogether.
But Laura Dresser with the Center on Wisconsin Strategy says there's little evidence that the last minimum wage hike at the federal level did anything to drive away retailers in Wisconsin, and they're the most affected by any minimum wage increase. And Dresser says it's helpful to the roughly 5 to 7% of workers who earn the minimum.
While it's true that the minimum wage is short of what can really support a family in terms of health care and rent and all the costs in the state, it does help those workers get closer and closer to a place where they can make it on their own.
Last session, Decker's plan died after it passed the Senate. But with Democrats now running the full legislature and governor's office, it has a better chance of becoming law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.